EU legislators have condemned Saudi Arabia's election to the UN Commission responsible for women's rights, describing the move as repugnant. During a debate at the European Parliament, lawmakers also accused Riyadh of supporting terrorist groups, including Daesh, through its promotion of Wahhabism in schools and mosques. Egypt's parliament has approved President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's decision to extend a nationwide state of emergency for 3 more months. Officials said the reasons for which the state of emergency was declared are still in place. The measure has further empowered authorities to crack down on dissent. Police in the German city of Hamburg use water cannons to disperse people protesting against the upcoming G20 summit in the country. Clashes erupted when police forces began dismantling protest camps set up in the vicinity of the summit venue. The EU has offered a set of proposals and urged bloc members to help stem the flow of refugees crossing the Mediterranean to Italy. The plan includes $40 million in aid to help Italy and improve cooperation with Libya and other countries to stem the flow of refugees. UNESCO's World Heritage Council has passed the resolution labeling Israel as an occupying power. The motion reaffirmed previous UN resolutions denying Israel's claims to East Jerusalem al-Quds. It also criticized archaeological excavations in the city. Israeli authorities have lashed out at the UN body. The UN Security Council is set to hold an emergency meeting on North Korea a day after Pyongyang carried out its first intercontinental ballistic missile test. On Tuesday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned the launch, warning that it will lead to a dangerous escalation of the situation. Meanwhile, the United States and South Korean military units have fired missiles into waters off South Korea in response to Pyongyang's ICBM test. Washington says the joint drill is a show of force meant to demonstrate solidarity between the two allies. Anti-government demonstrators have once again clashed with riot police in the streets of the Venezuelan capital Caracas. Police used tear gas and rubber bullets to break up the violent rallies, while the protesters responded by hurling handmade explosives at the security forces.